Miranda and Ferdinand. Miranda, her sympathetic reaction to the sea break. Miranda is the only female character in the cast of The Tempest, and she is the heroine of an important subplot in this play. She is the woman with whom King Alonso's son Ferdinand falls in love, and who falls in love with Ferdinand. Thus, she may be regarded as a romantic figure by virtue of their supernatural powers and by virtue of the miracles which they perform. Miranda is a romantic figure in the worldly sense. We meet her early in the play when, having felt deeply moved by the plight of the passengers on the storm-tossed ship, she appeals to her father to bring the storm to an end. She tells her father that she has suffered with those whom she saw suffering. She tells him that a pretty ship which had some noble creatures on it had been dashed to pieces by the force of the storm. She says that the cries of those noble creatures had shocked her heart. Poor souls, they perished. She says, she then adds that if she had been a powerful god, she would have driven the sea out, driven the sea into the bowels of the earth before the sea had devoured that fine sieve and the persons who were on board. This piece by Miranda shows firstly that she has a deeply sympathetic heart, and secondly she knows how to express herself effectively. Indeed, she is capable of using metaphorical language in order to emphasize what she wants to say. For instance, this is how she describes the stormy weather which the ship was facing. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that sea, mounting the welkin's cheek, dashes for the fire out. After Prospero has assured her that nothing had gone wrong with the ship and its passengers, he says that he would like to tell her certain facts about his and her past life. She thereupon reminds him that on certain previous occasions also he had said the same thing, but that he had not told her much. She says that the references to her past life had merely aroused her curiosity, which had remained unsatisfied. Prospero then proceeds to give her a detailed account of what had happened to him and to her 12 years ago. Her reaction to her father's story of his past misfortunes. After having heard a part of his account, Miranda says that she must have caused him a lot of trouble because he was only a child then, and because he had necessarily to look after her safety and her welfare. Thus she can quite realize the extent to which her father had to undergo discomfort and the brotheration for her sake. When Prospero tells her how an old lord by the name of Gonzalo had helped him, Miranda once again feels moved and says, "Would I meet but ever see that man?" Thus she here expresses her wish to see the kind-hearted man who had rendered a valuable service to her father. After Prospero has almost completed his account of his past misfortunes, Miranda thanks heaven for the way those misfortunes had ended, and then asks her father the reason why he had raised a storm on the sea. This whole dialogue between Miranda and Prospero shows that she is a highly intelligent woman, gentle, sympathetic, and inquisitive. When father a little while Prospero suggests to her that she should go and meet Caliban, she expresses her strong dislike of that fellow, saying, "These civilian, sir, I do not love to look on." Thus, Miranda hates Caliban, and the reason for the hatred becomes clear soon afterwards when we learn that Caliban had, on one occasion, tried to violate her honor, falls deeply in love with Ferdinand at first sight. During all the years that Miranda has lived on this island, she has never seen any human at first sight. During all the years that Miranda has lived on this island, she has never seen any human being besides Caliban and her father Prospero. It's only when a ship is caught in a storm that she by chance hears the cries of the passengers on it. Though even now she is not able to see those passengers, that's why when she first sees eye upon Ferdinand, she is amazed and exclaims, "What is it? A spirit? Lord, how it looks about. It carries a brave form, but it's a spirit. In other words, she says that Ferdinand is a spirit, not a human being. It's only when Prospero tells her that this figure is not a spirit, but a human being who eats and sleeps and feels like themselves that she understands the reality of Ferdinand. Even then, she describes Ferdinand as a thing divine, saying that she had never before seen anything natural that was so noble. Moments later, we find her engaged in an intimate conversation with Ferdinand, who tells her that his father, having been drowned, is now the king of Naples. On hearing that this young man's father had been drowned, she expresses her sympathy for him, saying, "Alas, may God have mercy." On hearing that this young man's father had been drowned, she expresses her sympathy for him, saying, "Alas, may God have mercy on your father." When Prospero, from motives of his own, speaks harshly to Ferdinand, she feels deeply worried and says, "Why she speaks my father so ungently?" She then tries to intervene on Ferdinand's behalf, but it is snubbed by her father. However, she persists in speaking on Ferdinand's behalf, saying, "There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple. If the ill spirit have so fair a house, good things will strive to dwell with it." What she means to say here is that Ferdinand looks so handsome that no wickedness can reside in his nature. Then once again she speaks to her father on Ferdinand's behalf, saying that he should not treat the young man cruelly because he is perfectly gentle and not at all dangerous. Once again her father rebukes her speaking on Ferdinand's behalf. Once again she appeals to her father to relent towards the young man. This time she says to her father, "Sir, I have pity, I shall be his surety." She then goes so far as to say that she has no ambition in her life to see any better looking man than the one she is seeing now. Thus, she has already fallen deeply in love with Ferdinand. Her intense love for Ferdinand and her modesty. We observe the intensity of Miranda's love for Ferdinand when she finds him filling logs of wood under Prospero's orders. She offers to share his labor, but of course she would listen to no such thing. She then asks him to sit down and rest because her father is busy reading his books and would remain away from this place for at least 3 hours. But Ferdinand replies that he must complete his task in time and that he cannot therefore think of sitting down to rest. When he describes her beauty and grace in glowing terms, she responds to him in a speech which clearly shows the forever of her love for him. She swears by her modesty, which she, her most precious imagination, cannot create any figure more attractive than his. When he tells her that he loves her, honors her, and values her more than anything else in the world, she is so moved that tears begin to flow from her eyes. On being asked by him why she is weeping, she says that she is weeping at her own unworthiness because she dares not offer that she wants to give him. And because she cannot take from him that she cares for, her modesty, she says, does not allow her to speak frankly about her love for him, and therefore she now dismisses the demands of her modesty and proceeds to speak in candid terms. "Am your wife, if you will marry me, if not, I will die your maid to be your fellow. You may deny me, but I shall be your servant, whether you will or not." Her surrender to herself to Ferdinand. From being modest, she now goes to the other extreme and expresses her desire without any inhibitions. In the above quoted line, she makes a complete surrender of herself to the man with whom she has fallen in love at first sight. Here we have evidence of the fact that Miranda is now utterly inexperienced woman. After all, she has never come across a handsome young man before in her life. Her simplicity of nature, her total inexperience of life, her complete innocence and her passionate nature are fully revealed to us here. Alonso's admiration for her. Subsequently, Prospero allows her and Ferdinand to talk to each other freely. Though he takes the precaution of warning Ferdinand against trying to seek the gratification of his sexual desire before the ceremony of marriage between him and Miranda has been duly performed. Miranda then joins Ferdinand in witnessing the mask which Prospero has arranged for them both. Towards the end of play, we find her playing chess with her lover and teasing him by saying that he is not playing a fair game. Alonso finds her so beautiful that he thinks her to be the goddess of this island. One of Shakespeare's most charming creations. Miranda's physical beauty and loveliness, which has nowhere in the play been described but which we can imagine, her cheerful temperament, her simplicity and innocence, her sympathetic and gentle nature, make of her a most lovable person. She has been regarded as one of the most charming female creations of Shakespeare. Ferdinand finds her perfect and peerless. In his opinion, she has been created of every creature's best. Her father is proud of her excellent qualities and merits, and this is how he expresses his view of her to her lover. O Ferdinand, do not smile at me that I boast her of, for thou shalt find she will outstrip all praise and make it halt behind her. Even the beast-like creature Caliban describes her beauty in eloquent terms, says he to Stephano. I never saw a woman, but only she corrects my diamond sea. But she as far surpassed she corrects as greatest does least. Then Ferdinand. Standard on Prospero's island, his encounter with Miranda. Ferdinand is King Alonso's son and the heir to the throne of Naples. In accordance with Prospero's wishes, Ariel has seen to it that during the storm, Ferdinand is cast ashore all by himself. In other words, Ferdinand finds himself absolutely alone when he is swept ashore, and he naturally thinks that all others who were voyaging over the sea in his company have been drowned. Soon afterwards, he hears a song being sung in a sweet voice to the accompaniment of a musical instrument. He feels puzzled because he cannot see anybody who could be singing this song, and he therefore asks, where should this music be, in the air or the earth? We know, of course, that the song is being sung by Ariel, but Ariel is invisible and Ferdinand cannot see him. Ferdinand therefore comes to the conclusion that this song is being sung by some supernatural being to please some god of this island. Then Ferdinand suddenly sees Miranda, who also sees him at the same moment. He thinks that he is seeing a goddess, and she thinks that she is seeing a thing divine. Thus, both think each other to be supernatural beings. Ferdinand now addresses Miranda as a goddess and asks her to tell him if she lives on this island and if she could guide him as to how he should move about here. He also now thinks that the music which he had heard was being produced by some supernatural being in the service of this goddess. Next, he asks Miranda whether she is a virgin, that she is an unmarried person. He is surprised to find that she speaks the same language which he is speaking. He wonders how a heavenly being could speak the language of his country. He then tells her that he is king of Naples because of his father, who was the king of Naples, has been drowned in the ocean, and because he will now naturally succeed him on the throne. Rendered helpless by Prospero with his supernatural powers, Ferdinand claims that he is the king of Naples is challenged by Prospero, who pretends to be annoyed with Ferdinand for having told a lie. Actually, both Prospero and Ferdinand are right in their own ways. Prospero knows that King Alonso is still alive, and Ferdinand is under the wrong impression that his father had been drowned in the sea during the storm. Miranda now feels depressed to find that her father is speaking somewhat Ferdinand. Turning to Miranda, says that if she is still a virgin or an unmarried girl, he would marry her and make her queen of Naples. Prospero once again disputes his claim that he is the king of Naples, and Miranda once again speaks Ferdinand on the behalf of her father. Prospero threatens to punish Ferdinand for having told a lie, but Ferdinand says that he would submit to no punishment from anyone. Ferdinand then draws his sword to fight against anyone wanting to impose any punishment upon him. But Prospero, using his magic powers, renders Ferdinand ineffective and helpless. Ferdinand expresses his state of mind by saying that he is feeling physically helpless, like one who feels helpless during a dream. He further says that although he is feeling helpless, he can draw much comfort from seeing the beautiful woman who stands before him. He goes on to say that the death of his father, the death of all his friends who were with him during the voyage, and the physical helplessness which he is now experiencing would not matter to him at all if only once a day he could get the opportunity to take a look at this beautiful damsel. A brave young man attached to his father, an ardent lover. From all this, it appears that Ferdinand has already fallen over head and ears in love with Miranda. His love is an example of love at first sight, and Miranda's love for him is also of the same kind. Ferdinand here shows himself to be a passionate lover. The intensity of his love becomes clear to us from that he has said about Miranda. In fact, he has already proposed marriage to her. Besides, he here appears to be a courageous and brave young man. He gets ready to fight against Prospero, who has threatened to punish them for having claimed to be the king of Naples. It is only by his supernatural powers that Prospero subdues him. Ferdinand shows himself to be a proud prince who would tolerate no threats. His courage and his ardent love for Miranda show him to be a gallant young man and a romantic hero. In this course of this whole scene, we also notice Ferdinand's deep attachment to his father. He mourns the supposed death of his father, though actually his father is perfectly safe and sound. Ariel's song further confirms his wrong impression that his father is dead. Referring to Ariel's song and is referring to the supposed death of his father, he thus expresses his feelings. Sitting on a bank, weeping again, the king, my father's wreck. This music crept by me upon the waters, ailing both their fury and my passion with its sweet air. His courtship for Miranda and her response to him. In latter scene, we find Ferdinand peeling off logs of wood which Prospero has ordered him to pile up. It has not been possible for Ferdinand to resist Prospero's power. Although the toil which he is performing is painful, he doesn't mind it because he thinks that while performing this labor, he might be able to win the heart of Miranda and also her hand in marriage. Miranda now comes to him and offers to help him in completing the task which her father has assigned to him. But he cannot permit the young maiden with whom he is now deeply in love to take upon herself such a difficult task, so he tells her that he would rather let his back be broken by this labor and then allow her to do this degrading work. He then again speaks to her like an ardent lover. Admiring her beauty and graces, he tells her that she is for him the greatest treasure in the world. He says that in the course of his life he had seen many beautiful ladies possessing manifold attractions and virtues, but that he had never seen a woman as perfect in every respect as she is. He says that to him she seems to be a combination of all the best virtues of all the women whom he had seen, speaking with great forever, he says. But you, O you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best. So she replies to his praise of her in similar terms, saying that she regards him as the finest companion for herself. Ferdinand then tells her that he had fallen in love with her at first sight, and that now his heart would always dwell with her. He asks her to make of him a slave in her service. When she asks him he's really in love with her, he calls even and her to witness that he loves her, values her and honors her beyond all limits. When she begins to weep because of her intensity of love, of her love for him, he asks why she is weeping, and she replies that she would either become his wife or, failing that, she would become his lifelong servant. Ferdinand then vows everlasting devotion to her. Ferdinand's assurance to Prospero. Eventually, Prospero agrees to Ferdinand's marrying Miranda because, after all, this was the aim which he had the view from the very start. He tells Ferdinand that the labor which had been imposed upon him was only meant to test his love. Prospero then says that Ferdinand would find Miranda to be above all praise, thus confirming Ferdinand's own opinion that Miranda is a peerless maiden. However, Prospero urges Ferdinand not to seek the gratification of his sexual passion for Miranda before he has got actually married to her. Whereupon Ferdinand gives him solemn assurance in this respect. Ferdinand tells Prospero that no incitement of any kind would make his sense of honor real to his lost. He says that he would wait for his wedding night with a great keenness, but that he would not allow his passion to get the better of his discretion. Prospero feels greatly pleased with Ferdinand's reply. Ferdinand's delight on witnessing the masque. Prospero then arranges a masque for the entertainment of his would-be son-in-law. After the masque had ended, Ferdinand says that he had witnessed a most majestic vision. He then asks Prospero if the masque had been enacted by the supernatural beings. Prospero replies in the affirmative. Ferdinand thereupon says, "Let me live here ever, so rare, wondered, father, and wise makes this place paradise." In other words, Ferdinand has found the entertainment so delightful and thrilling that he would like to live on this island forever so as to be able to witness similar shows in future also. Thus, Ferdinand here shows himself to be a highly imaginative kind of person who can fully get into the spirit of the performance which he has witnessed. Then Ferdinand suddenly finds that Prospero is looking somewhat agitated. Thus, Ferdinand is an observant kind of woman. His great joy on finding his father alive. Ultimately, Ferdinand is reunited with his father, King Alonso, and he feels greatly pleased to find him alive. He has been playing chess with Miranda and he gets off at once and kneels before his father when the latter appears before him in the company of Prospero. Alonso asks him about the identity of the maiden with whom he had been playing chess. Alonso, like Ferdinand previously, thinks Miranda to be a goddess of the island. But Ferdinand explains that this maiden is a mortal and that by the grace of God she has promised to become his wife. He then tells his father that he has selected her as his bride at a time when it was not possible for him to consult his father in the matter because he had thought his father to be dead. He also informs Alonso that his maiden, the daughter of Prospero, the Duke of Milan, whose name he had frequently heard but whom he had never before seen. In this scene, we find further confirmation of our impression that Ferdinand is genuinely devoted to his father and holds his father in great respect. Not a very impressive personality despite his merits. Although Ferdinand produces an excellent impression upon us by his talk and by his actions, we feel that Shakespeare's portrayal of him is rather slight. He is brave and courageous, he is deeply attached to his father, his love for Miranda is not a passing fancy but an enduring passion. He has a keen sense of honor and would not make any attempt to seek the gratification of his passion for Miranda before the ceremony of marriage has actually been performed. We recognize all these merits in him and yet we do not get the impression that he would get things in life in spite of the various merits in which he possesses. We get the impression that he is a mediocrity if judged by princely standards.